It was fun, you know, getting back out there in the swing of things, and obviously got some new faces. Just trying to get in line with them and making sure that we're coming out here and competing, and you know, getting the guys back together and having a good time.
Joe Brady was talking about how, like, when you're building chemistry with new guys, sometimes he wants to put them in more complicated situations so you can work through that. I don't know how much time you've had to do that so far. It's been like 2 days, but just in building chemistry, why do you like that? Him forcing harder situation.
Yeah, the more plays under fire with, you know, I wouldn't consider this live bullets, but guys are flying around and you got to maneuver a pocket. You have to trust that guys are going to be in the right spots, and you know, if they're not, that's why we're doing this, is to make those mistakes and talk about them and learn from them. So obviously when we get to the season, we don't have those mistakes in game time situations.
With that in mind, what's it been like getting to know DJ more?
It's been awesome. He's my locker mate. We go actually way back. We sat next to each other at the rookie premiere signing Panini cards and autograph cards next to each other. So, you know, I don't know if anybody's talked about that, you know, whole situation, but you sit there for legit 8 hours just signing your life away. And so getting some good conversations back then, and it's pretty cool to have him here now. Yes, question.
Josh, have you ever watched the show Teletubbies?
Teletubbies?
Yeah.
Maybe a long time ago.
What color was your favorite Teletubby?
Green.
That's a good one.
Do you know the name?
No, I don't.
There is a green one. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you have a question too, sir?
With DJ Moore and building that chemistry, you've had to integrate with wide receivers like last year, seemingly on the fly. What's it like getting to do it now at OTAs and the importance of it? Are you able to do more and build that chemistry better?
Yeah, you're able to do more, you know, to see what works and what doesn't. Obviously, again, we go out there. If we make mistakes, you know, which is going to happen, it's, you know, chalk it up to the first couple days of OTAs and be like, hey, we like this, we don't like this. And just, again, continuing to work on it and find ways that we can learn how to complement each other and just, again, build that chemistry and camaraderie.
What have you learned about DJ just even out here the last couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, just being a great teammate. You know, he's really one of the guys, and obviously it's a really natural relationship that we have, and he fits in this locker room extremely well. I'm very talkative with the guys, and you know, just very excited to work with him.
Getting to spend more time with Keon, just how is that relationship between you guys grown over the years, and where do you see it right now?
Yeah, I think it's in a good spot. I think he continues to get better. You know, he comes out each and every day. He's been putting his hard hat on. He's going to work, and you know, constant improvement is what I would say about him. You know, he's working extremely hard, and people notice that. I notice that. You know, he's having a really good start to this off season, and again, just continuing to grow that chemistry that we have, and you know, hopefully that pays off come season time.
Where do you see the improvement?
I think in his releases, and I think who we brought in at the receiver position, Coach Drew, just making sure that guys are talking, communicating, certain different adjustments, you know, whether they're attacking on their stems or what steps their certain routes are on, and guys are flying off the ball right now, and zero especially, so it's really good to see.
Josh, what are you learning about Coach Hardigree right now, now that you guys are in OTAs?
Apparently he's a really good tennis player. You know, he played tennis in college, so we got to see him on the ping pong table. We'll put that to the test. No, but he's been great for us. He's very detailed in his work. Really wants us and me especially to be the best that I can be, and I really do appreciate the hard coaching, and that's what he's bringing here.
Josh, what do you do when you've got a young receiver like Skyler? What's kind of experience? What are the things that you as a quarterback can do to help to sort of break in his onboarding to this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, just try to take him under my wing as much as possible, and let him know that mistakes are going to happen. It's okay, and to learn from guys in front of him, learn from, you know, Khalil and DJ and, you know, a guy like Terrell Shavers, who he got hurt last year. We all know that, and he's working extremely hard. He's the first one in this building, last one to leave, continually working to get back on the field. But there's a lot of lessons to be learned from guys of that nature who do things the right way and work hard for their teammates and don't care about their individual success as much as the team. So that's, you know, that's what we want to see from him. And, you know, he's been fun to be around in this early part.
I don't know if you've done it in the past, but during the offseason, you have plans of getting the wide receivers and tight ends together away from the facility to go over stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. We're done here mid-June, so give the guys maybe a couple weeks to hang out and relax a little bit, but then come late June or mid-July, get the guys together and try to do something.
Do you like the depth that the wide receiver room has, with, you know, DJ coming in, Skylar Bell added to it? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think everyone's going to play their part, obviously. Certain guys are better at certain things, just like anybody else is, but just trying to figure out what suits everybody right now during this OTA period, and to have guys that are able to do different roles but also go in there and not be afraid to block and be team first guys, that's what we want. But to see, again, some new faces and brought some old faces back. Obviously Trent Sherfield's back here, who we've got a really good rapport with. So again, guys are going to be able to mix match and learn different positions and see what sticks and go from there.
Josh, there's several different players, even Coach Brady, who came in here single, got married, had kids. How did this environment kind of help you mature in a way you're proud of?
That's a really good question. That's pretty deep. I'd say there's no mistake why this team is so close. In this locker room, it really is a family-like atmosphere. And I do think there's a reason why people have kids here too, you know. There's not, we've talked about, you know, what Buffalo is, but it's such a family-like atmosphere here. The people are so good here in Buffalo, and I think as a human, you just kind of feel yourself in that family-like environment and want to start your own.
Brady.
With DJ, you knew of him before he came in. Now he's here. You worked with him a little bit. What are you seeing? Are there any surprises in a good way that you kind of go, hey, that's great?
I mean, some of the cuts that he makes with the ball in his hands already, and we don't have pads on, but he's able to contort his body in different ways that I don't think I've ever seen. And he's not a small guy. So it's been pretty fun to watch, but he's super smooth. He's faster than you think, and he just kind of glides on people. So, you know, just trying to learn as much as I can and make sure we get on the same page, because he's very fun to throw to.
Josh, we just finished up with Deion. It was very self-reflective in how motivated he is going into his third season. He himself said it's a make it or break it year for me. Is that putting too much pressure on himself, or I mean, what do you make of his assessment?
At the end of the day, the only thing I want from Zero is to be the best version of himself. I truly believe that here is the best way to do it. I've already seen a shift in his mindset this year and how hard he's been coming out to practice and working out. So that's obviously very promising. But, again, we don't need Keon to be any more than what Keon is. You know, and I fully believe in him. I still do, and that'll never change.
At this point of the year, what have you seen out of Dalton just coming back, and how's he looking out there?
Yeah, it looks really fresh. He's moving really well. He's such an integral part of our offense. We know that. I think everybody knows that. And when he's on the field, we're a better team. So it's been great to have him back, moving at full health, and just excited to continue to progress with him as well.
Happy birthday in advance.
Thanks, Luke. Appreciate it.
Just care to talk about what have you learned as a leader, you know, during this transition, in this point in time with this organization? What have you learned?
What have I learned about myself?
Yeah, as a leader during this transition period with the organization.
Yeah, I mean, I think just understanding my role, understanding what I'm asked to do, and sometimes it's not just going out there and being a quarterback. It's learning to talk with different guys in the locker room, understanding who they are, in order to be a better teammate for them. So when it comes push to shove, that when I say something, or if I do say something, that they respect what I'm saying. But that starts first by coming out here and being here, one, and then going out there working extremely hard. And for everybody that's new to see that and be like, oh my, like, he works hard. He loves what he does. And I come in here with a smile on my face every single day, and I feel like that's infectious. And that's the joy that I try to bring to guys. And if there's two things that they can say about me, it's I work hard and I have a lot of fun at my job. So, yeah, that's what I've learned.